There's a party going on this Saturday. Of course, let's talk about it. Thanks that you are here to do just that. Veronica Horsley Pettigrew, Community Outreach Supervisor. Good morning to you, Veronica.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Tracy McKnight, CEO of Care Resources PACE. Hi to you, Tracy.
Good morning.
Yes. Tell me about Care Resources PACE, Veronica.
Care Resources is a program of all-inclusive care for the elderly. What we do is we support seniors to stay in their home as long as possible with supportive services, and we're considered a wraparound program. We provide primary care physicians, medical specialties, transportation to and from the center and to specialty doctor's appointments. We have a day center where we have activities, and we provide a lunch and two snacks, and we have lots of fun, and bingo is huge at our center, and we have a bingo store for our participants, so they win bingo dollars, and they're able to purchase items at the bingo store. We have OT, PT rehabilitation. Normally, programs will offer, if you go to any other program, it's 6 to 12 weeks. Rehabilitation is part of our program. If you don't use it, you lose it. So that's part of the care plan for the participant, and we have seen a lot of people change once they start exercising and moving their bodies and getting supportive medical care.
Thank you for that reminder. Tracy, Care Resources is the only PACE program in Kent County. What's this mean?
It means that there are PACE programs. There are actually 13 PACE programs in Michigan. We are one of those 13. We are located in Kent County and eastern Ottawa County. So that means we are able to provide PACE services, and we are the only provider of PACE services in Kent and eastern Ottawa County.
Does PACE stand for something?
Yes, it stands for the Program of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly.
Who's today's elderly?
Well,
you can put do you put a number on it?
Yeah, they consider our program is for individuals 55 years and older. And we do have individuals in our program who are 55 years old and 58. And the average age, I think, is 76. And the average stay in our program is about 40 weeks, which is a very long time to be in our program. Yeah.
Yeah, and when you think about elderly, I think really what we're able to do with the elderly, you know, being maybe a little elderly.
All of us here are probably over 50.
All there now, where the definition of elderly is really up for debate. Certainly, we're able to take people who potentially would possibly need nursing home care or a much higher level of care and really want to stay in their home. And that's where I want to stay. I want to stay in my home. And we're able to wrap services around people so that they're able to be really successful in the home environment. And we give them the socialization. And so when you really think about elderly, I do think that face is changing, and people want different things now than they did before.
For that. And it must be happening because you are expanding. After 13 years of growth, you're moving to a new facility. Finish the sentence.
A new facility. Oh, my goodness. We are going to be able to expand. I think it's at 325. Right now, our census is at 220, and so we can reach 325, and we're looking to grow even more than that, to expand our zip code into other areas, because there are areas in Michigan that are not covered yet. So we have that's going to offer such an opportunity for us to grow and to go further and to capture more individuals in different zip code areas, such as Allegan County. That's where we're looking, so we're kind of pushing that now. To expand.
Yes. Where are you moving?
We're moving to 4150 Kalamazoo. It's right off 44th Street.
Okay, that's, yeah.
Yeah, and we're really, really excited about the new building. It is the old John Knox Church, and we are able to renovate that facility into what I would say is a state of the art PACE facility. We're very, very excited about that.
About how many square feet do you remember? About
Yeah, 33,000 square feet. Yeah,
yes.
So it's
larger than our houses.
Yes,
much bigger. Yeah.
First of all, this is. Are you ready to move in? Is this where the party is on Saturday?
So the party is on Saturday. We have we are funded by Medicare and Medicaid services. So the beauty of the program is that we're highly regulated, which is very good, and very high quality. Mm-hmm. So we do have a building readiness survey that will be happening on Thursday of this week, actually. And then once we are past that building readiness survey, we receive basically the stamp of approval, we will be moving in. We anticipate that in the next 45 to 60 days based on that survey.
And at that 4150 Kalamazoo Avenue, I trust offices for you all. And there will it be so much of an activity center? Will I, as a senior, be able to come in and play my bingo?
Yes, you will be able to come and play your bingo and see our new bingo store. And you're going to have a lot more space to do that. We're now in the Fulton Manor building on Grace Street. And so we're kind of limited in our space. We've been here I guess 13 years. And so this building will also allow our participants to have more anonymity. They'll be able to walk through the building more freely because it'll be more secured and safe.
What other programming do you see in your vision?
Well, and I just want to add on, we do have a large rehab gym now that will be a really nice addition to the program. We have multiple day centers, activity rooms. This facility now really allows us to expand, to add more programs, to do things in the evening differently. We have some real ability for growth. We have a full primary care clinic in there as well. It's really a fully encompassing program. And now with the new facility, we just take the great care that people have been giving for the last 13 years and put it in a facility that we can really expand.
And we're looking to have programs in the evening for the community for, like, say, support for caregivers, classes, and maybe even for social workers who need CEUs. We're looking to expand and do that as well to involve the community.
Nice. Talking about Care Resources PACE, celebrating a new facility, community open house is this Saturday from 11 to 2. Tell me who you would like to walk through your doors.
We would like for anyone to walk through our doors, anyone, because everyone knows someone who might need our services. And if they're not sure if they need our services, we're going to have a table set up in one of the areas that can kind of go over what the program requirements are and what is needed and kind of explain further about the steps in getting into the program. So anyone, it could be a granddaughter, grandson, it could be a mother, daughter, sister, brother, anyone is open, and we welcome everyone to come and learn about our program.
Will there be snacks involved?
Well, we're going to have cookies.
There will
cookies
be snacks.
Cookies are always there good, yes.
Just looking at the reality, looking at the big picture here. What else is important you share with us?
Well, I think what is important is a lot of people are not familiar with PACE and what it is that we do. And so when you come on this tour, there'll be an opportunity to ask questions and for us to maybe share some stories, some success stories of our participants now, that we have now and participants in the past and what you can expect from us. And those kind of things can't be answered in a few seconds. But if you can come and see the gym and the day centers, we can kind of give you a picture. You can imagine a day in the life of a person coming in daily.
Yes. Does an expansion, Tracy, mean jobs available for some of your staff?
Absolutely. As we look at how we're going to expand the program, we believe with this growth in this new facility, we'll be able to add many different disciplines that we have and just so people know, when you think of the services we provide, it certainly is day center services, but we have a full PT, OT, rehab facility. We have medical specialties. Social workers. I mean, there just is a full complement of services.
How can the community help this expansion?
I really think the community can help by, I'm fairly new to the role, probably about 7 months in now as the CEO. Yeah. So
how's she doing, Veronica?
She's doing really well. I have to say that, yes.
And I am truly enjoying it. And I just really believe when you think of healthcare and managing health through your senior years, part of it is creating this program. I call it like a cocoon. It basically wraps services around people and allows them to be successful. And I think sometimes in healthcare, and I've been in healthcare my entire life, that it tends to be very episodic and not necessarily people. We try very hard to create continuity of care, but I think this program really does it. It has the right disciplines, all talking to each other on a daily basis about you as a patient or as a participant. And that's kind of a very unique model. And so in my mind, this model is going to be the future of healthcare. It really is a very amazing model.
All right. So in closing comments, details one more time for Saturday.
Saturday from 11 to 2 o'clock. Yeah, I'll be there.
I will be there from 11 to 2 on Saturday. And please come out and see us so we can share our stories and talk about our wonderful program, which we love to do every day. We do that.
That is certainly evident. Yes, Care Resources PACE, celebrating your new facility. Community open house is this Saturday, June 15, 11 to 2. Again, that address is
4150 Kalamazoo.
All right. And for more information, again, what's your website?
It's
care-resources.org, right?
Yes, exactly.
Right. Thanks for what you do for our community.
Thank you.
Have fun Saturday.
Thank you.
Cookies?
Thank you.
Cookies?
There will be cookies.
Okay.